Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. The live Saturday edition of the show. That's what we do here. The open phones every single night, 7 nights a week. If you missed a day of the show, well, don't worry. We've got archives for you over at freetalklive.com. The new Daily Digest-style archives, which summarize a two-hour-long, well, actually three-hour-long show, basically. But you cut out the commercials, you cut out the news breaks, you cut out all the rejoin stuff that we do for radio, and it turns into a less than a one-hour podcast. That started officially this week, so hopefully people are enjoying that. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance. It's time for it to go.
Amen.
It's long time for it to go. We'll get into why that is coming.
Any references
here
to Bill Bellamy? Or not Bill,
Bellamy.
His name's Bellamy. The guy who...
Oh, the guy that created the play.
Yeah.
Francis.
Francis Bellamy.
Francis
Sorry,
Bellamy.
I said Bill Bellamy.
Yeah. Is that like a football coach or something?
No. That's Bill Belichick.
Oh, okay.
Bill Bellamy is, I think he's a...
Singer? Rapper?
A rapper, R&B guy
or
something.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. So also joining us in the studio tonight...
We thought you had reached a peak there, Peakless Mountaineer.
Peakless, oh, let me unmute his mic now. He's on. Go ahead.
No, almost got killed on the way over here,
oh,
though.
Oh, God.
That again?
Yeah, I had this truck that spent like a mile and a half within literally a foot of my car.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your dedication to the craft.
Yeah, happy to be here.
All right, so we're also going to get into, I think we should start with the book burnings. We'll get to the flag.
Book banning.
Not the flag. Yeah, book. Well, maybe they're going to burn some books, but they are starting with the banning of the books. Usually, the banning comes first, and then they collect the banned books, and then they burn
the
banned
true.
Books.
That's true. That is generally how it goes.
Well, it's never been easier to burn books than now that they're digital.
What do you mean by that? Like, just to delete them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Click, click, done.
Well, it's also never been
easier,
otherwise,
you have to, like, you know, get a space to do it and get enough fuel to start it. It
doesn't have the same pizzazz, though, you know? Like, there's a lot of excitement.
Oh, no, that's exactly what's wrong with it, is the fact that it can be done without anyone knowing.
Sure, but on the other side of that, it's also easier to retain books digitally because you can store them on a flash drive and put
file
it somewhere.
File sharing.
That's a fair point.
Secretive or whatever, and then, you know, put it in a torrent or something
that's
like
right.
that, and it's never going to go away as long as there's at least one person who's willing to share it.
Well, it reminds me of in 1984, there was, Winston's job was,
altering the
news, right? Yeah. So he would, when he had to, like, make his little clippings, he had to take the originals and put them down the memory hole into the fire, right? Well, you don't even have to have a furnace anymore.
That's true. So we're going to get into that immediately here. Captain Kickass has that story about book burnings, bannings becoming more.
Do you want these books to burn? You?
No, I don't even know what the books are. I haven't even read the story. I mean, I would generally say no. I don't think any books should generally be burned because
the books I'm worried about literally getting burned are in Europe because it's going to be a cold winter with no fuel.
Right.
The only books I'm in favor of burning are the same ones that we saw in that series, The Anarchists, where they're burning the government code.
Oh, the government magazines.
Yeah, the government code.
Law books.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, like those are the only ones I could really
get down with.
You know, if somebody's having a bonfire and you got a bunch of, like, law code textbooks or whatever, you know. Like, those are ones I can get behind burning, I guess, if I got to stay warm.
I'm with you. I'll give you that one.
But book banning in U.S. schools has reached an all-time high. That's right. Schools are banning more books than ever. What this means and how we got here. This is from a website called grid.news. And this came out August 27th. As kids, teachers, and librarians head back to school this fall, bookshelves around the country are a bit emptier than usual. According to data collected by Pen America, 1,145 books have been banned by school districts across the United States between July 1st of 2021 and March 31st of 2022. So that's not even a full year.
Okay.
So 1,145 books in, you know, 8 months or whatever. It's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
These numbers are at an historic high, said Deborah Caldwell Stone, who has tracked and analyzed book bans across the country during her more than two decades with the American Library Association. Caldwell Stone, currently the director of the Office for Intellectual Freedom at the ALA, said in the past, the norm was for one or two titles to be challenged per year in schools. Today, it's common for up to six unique books to be challenged every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bit of a jump there, wouldn't you agree?
So who are the snowflakes that are doing these challenges?
Well, the uptick is part of a culture war taking center stage in political races on social media and at school board meetings between those who believe that parents should have a greater say in school curricula, those who think that certain histories and narratives should not be taught in the classrooms, mm-hmm. and others who resist censorship of any form, encouraging all titles onto shelves.
Well, what if you're both of those?
What do you mean? Well, there's three of them. But
yeah, which?
Sorry, so the first two, like, okay, I do believe that parents should have a greater say in all parts of how their children get raised,
yes.
even if they're insane enough to put them in public schools. Also, I think there are certain histories that shouldn't be taught. For example, the Nazi view of the world is not a historical view that should be taught, mostly because it's inaccurate and also because it tends to make violence a glorious thing, especially state violence.
I don't, like... My position is I'm just an information purist, right? Let the information be and let people decide which information they want.
I get what you're coming, where you're coming from, but the state cannot just do that. The state usually has to take some sort of position to indoctrinate children with. And, of course, the best solution is to get your kids out of government school and find a place where they can go homeschool, private school, unschool, whatever that works best for you and your family. But when it comes to the state, here in New Hampshire, there was some controversy within the last, I think, 2 years because the Republicans were in charge of the state government passed, and there was a lot of free staters that were behind this, and it was somewhat controversial even amongst libertarians. They passed a bill that essentially says that the government can't teach critical race theory. I think that kind of basically summarizes it, which is essentially a racist belief system where they try to teach kids like you're bad because you're white, that sort of thing. And the idea was that they shouldn't be able to teach anything that essentially says one race is better than another in government school. And I don't think that's necessarily wrong for them to ban that. I think that that makes sense for them to say, hey, we shouldn't be teaching how to be a racist. We shouldn't teach, you know, the state's currently adopted racist view in these government schools. And teachers were livid about this being prohibited in the classroom. They were not happy about it. And what do you, I mean, did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And two things that are really important to make as distinctions. So number one is what is taught versus what they pursue of their own accord.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And the other is a child versus an adult. So, I mean, we can all agree that an adult absolutely should have access to whatever it is that they want to go find. But I'm all for the idea of saying, like, okay, you are too young to have these thoughts yet because they require a lot of critical analysis in order to process correctly.
Okay, so how do you evaluate that on a per-child basis?
Well, right?
Because, like, I'm of the opinion that shielding children from reality is, I don't know, it could in some instances even be considered abuse, right? Because you're trying to protect them from what is real instead of, you know, and, like, give them a false sense of reality in that respect, right? These hover parents, these people who shield their children from reality because, oh, no, you're too delicate to handle. No, human beings are resilient. Human beings can process a boatload of information and retain it if they want to, right, once they develop an opinion on it. So,
well, gee, if there were only a person or two who was actually devoted to the individual and could assess what their particular individual ability to handle information was, you know, like, voted to figuring that out and raising them their whole life.
The problem is there's never a fair presentation at these government schools, right? So you've got a lot of statist or leftist or whatever teachers inside the system
yeah.
that want to pimp ideas like critical race theory.
Sure.
And the reality
statism
is...
be getting statism, really.
You know, that's not reality. That's just their, you know, perception.
But they also want to ban, like, Huckleberry Finn because of language.
Yeah, and we'll get into, I guess, some of the specific books. I'm sure they're going to give us some examples of what are being targeted here. So we'll talk about that. Of course, your calls are welcome. Maybe you are in a school system where these things are happening, and you want to weigh in. Your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show coming up. Is it time to get rid of the Pledge of Allegiance?
Well, yeah. Long been time.
It really should have never been a thing in the first place.
Yeah, agreed. We'll get into that, what's going on there. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, of course, about whatever you want to discuss. The number here is 603-283-6160. And also want to make sure you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the folks over at Bullion Max. Bullion Max is a precious metals dealer, but they don't force you to talk to a
precious
salesperson. You don't have to talk to anybody to buy what you want to buy. You just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. You can get your silver starter kit there at employee pricing. And that is 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products on the market. It's limited, though, to one per household. So go grab yours over at bullionmax.com/FTL. They got gold. They got gold backs. They got silver.
Love Check them out. Some gold backs.
Yeah, bullionmax.com. You can go there. Your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. You know inflation is a problem, and gold and silver precious metals have historically been great hedges against inflation, and they're pretty. Too. People love them. So bullionmax.com/FTL. Get your silver starter kit at employee pricing today. As we continue here, Captain, you were telling us about record numbers of books being banned from presumably government libraries, government schools specifically,
yes,
libraries,
specifically.
Upset parents rallying to PTA meetings and school board meetings and such and complaining about these books. We kind of were generally talking about the number one solution, of course, is to get your kids out of government school and stop relying on the state to educate your children. It's a bad plan.
Yeah, if you believe that you must, not only you, but everybody must, send their children to 7-8 hours a day of agents of the government, you have been radicalized. I'm sorry. It's true. You are the radical ones. The people who want to keep their kids out of public schools, away from agents of the state, who want to do homeschooling or micro-schooling or some other form of education that actually works and isn't indoctrination, these are the rational people.
Mm-hmm. And it's worth pointing out that the same people who can't provide clean water are probably not qualified to sculpt a human mind.
Great point.
Agreed.
So what else? Tell us more from this story.
So they were talking about, the types of folks that, want things banned. They go on to say, caught in the middle of the debate are questions along legal, geographic, and economic lines, mainly how book bans relate to the First Amendment, their impact in the Internet age, and which is more significant than you would guess, according to them, and consequences of bans, both intended and unintended. They show a map, with, some states who have banned books. Apparently, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire's in there with zero.
Oh, good.
So, or at least, they're in the gray, so that
Excellent.
Seems to indicate zero.
Is it mostly southern?
It's sort of spread out, actually. Okay. The number one looks like it's Pennsylvania with 441 bans.
Wow.
In the Central York School District, that's the highest.
And then Rust Belt.
And the number two is Texas with 435 bans in the Northeast Independent School District.
Now, of course, we're not talking about per capita here. We're just talking about raw numbers.
Right.
Okay.
Penn America recorded more than 1,500 book bans in school libraries and classrooms between July 2021 and March 2022. That's where the graphic comes from. Books written by LGBTQ and diverse authors are disproportionately under attack, according to the article.
Mm.
Around 2015, said Caldwell Stone, a massive shift in the book banning movement began to take shape, the focus changing from narratives that explored sex and secularism to those that included gender and racial diversity. Instead of fornicating teenagers and Harry Potter wizardry, the books facing the most challenges now have characters or authors that are from various racial and ethnic backgrounds and or the LGBTQ community. What people are going after today almost exclusively deals with gender identity and sexual orientation, said Caldwell Stone. Books that include African-American lives and experiences are also disproportionately targeted, she said, particularly those that offer an alternative take on the United States history with racism, slavery, or that offer honest assessment of the impact of police violence on black lives.
So this is something that I've been really concerned with for a while, is swinging back in the other direction. So for a while, the people on the right have been the liberty-oriented people. And I'm old enough to
you
remember...
mean, like during COVID, they appeared that way.
It's not just an appearance, honestly. So, like, since, I don't know, well, about 2016, give or take, is where the left went hard statist, and in order to distinguish themselves from the left, the right started emphasizing their more libertarian leanings.
That didn't really happen until Joe Biden took office.
There was
plenty of cheering for big government.
Well, and I can tell you when the peak of the opposite side was in 2001. I mean, when Bush was president, and the Twin Towers happened, and all of the wars were declared, and the USA Patriot Act, like, that was peak authoritarianism on the right.
No doubt.
And now we're starting to go back up on authoritarianism on the right.
Well, sure. 8 years of Obama did, you know, move the right in a supposedly, you know, at least visibly sounding anti-authoritarian manner, but that's always how they sound when they're not in power.
Right. Whoever's in power wants and gets more authority.
That is
not
how they always sound when they're not in power.
Yeah, that's how they've always sounded to me. The right wing knows how to talk. They talk about liberty. They talk about it. Yeah. And then when they actually get elected, they don't do jack diddly.
Yeah, government grew under each administration regardless of their leaning.
I mean, look at it. You even have people like Ted Cruz talking about abolishing the IRS. He's not going to do anything about it. He's just talking about it. He wants to get reelected. So that's all it really is, comes down to. When the right wingers were, quote unquote, pro liberty during COVID, because a lot of them were correct about masks and they were correct about, you know, disobedience. I was happy to see them embracing like non cooperation and disobedience on these issues. And I'm not saying we should shun them. I think we should absolutely embrace them in the same way that I would have embraced people on the left and I've been to Black Lives Matter, for instance. So I think embrace everybody wherever they're at on whatever issues they agree with us with. But don't be fooled into thinking that these conservatives who agree with you on a mask are not going to turn right around and stab you in the back when it comes to, you know, oh my God,
once their
there's
guy
a
gets
trans
in power,
person
right.
or whatever.
Well, my point is that the people on the right who actually care about liberty, maybe not as much as we do, but they really need to hold their politicians' feet to the fire as far as staying on message with that and not like. So that's the thing. Like, yeah, you get power, you get tempted to use it against your political enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the people can tell their, you know, because that's the thing. Like, why did he talk about abolishing the IRS? Because we all hate them. And they know that's a popular idea. So if you let them know, hey, it is not a popular idea to go after these political opponents, then they'll be like, let's find another tactic. Whereas it's very tempting for the people themselves to go, yeah, you deserve this after doing all this to us.
Again, anyone who supports either of the political parties, I believe, is radicalized. There's no
use. That's not true in New Hampshire.
Well, I mean, isn't
it? Free staters have successfully infiltrated the Republican Party here.
Okay, let me rephrase. Let me think about that for just a minute.
We'll come back. We'll continue that here.
I have a better thought.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss here. We got more on the book banning.
Oh, yeah.
Which comes before the book burning.
All time high.
This is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Biden administration wants Congress to approve an arms deal that is worth more than $1 billion to Taiwan. It's due to increased tensions with China over the island nation's status. The State Department has signed off on three separate proposed deals on Friday. If approved by Congress, the deals will send contractor logistics support for Taiwan's surveillance radar program, plus missiles along with related equipment. A spokesperson for the State Department says the U.S. being able to provide defense weapons to Taiwan quickly is essential to the island's security. The Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine has been disconnected to its last external power line. But the head of a UN nuclear watchdog says that the plant was still able to run electricity through a reserve line amid sustained shelling in the area. This is USA Radio News. For the second time in a week, NASA has scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the cause of Saturday's launch being canceled. Earlier in the week, escaping hydrogen was to blame. No word on when NASA might try again. Bill Nelson, the agency's administrator, says they'll go when it's ready.
We don't go until then, and especially now, on a test flight, because we're going to stress this and test it. And test that heat shield and make sure it's right before we put four humans up on the top of it.
If extensive repairs are needed, the capsule could be in the hangar until October. Corey Wayne Patterson took off in two charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats for stealing an airplane and circling the skies of northern Mississippi Saturday morning. He could face federal charges on top of that. At one point, Patterson threatened to crash into a Walmart in Tupelo. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number 603-283-6160, though. We're talking about book bannings at the moment at apparently record highs, especially in some states more than others. People are upset. Parents are mad about certain topics being available for young people. And is it that they're banning them just from the library shelves, or is it that certain teachers are pushing these books? Because that's kind of a different situation, right? It's one thing to have a thing in a library without any teacher pushing it on the student, and then another thing to have a teacher saying, you must read this book, which is straight-up propaganda for Marxism or whatever.
It's a good question. I'm not sure if they specify, but they do say, among the 10 most challenged titles of 2021 were those from prominent black writers, Ibram X. Kendi, Jason Reynolds, and Andy Thomas, according to the ALA, and five of the top 10 were challenged specifically because of their LGBTQ content. From a broader perspective, of the 1,000-plus books banned between July 2021 to March 2022, 41% had main characters of color, 22% directly addressed race and racism, and 33% directly included LGBTQ themes and characters.
So before we move on, I wanted to get into something you were saying where, oh, well, they're liberty people when they're out of power. And it's like, well, now
somebody
what
are the Republicans?
There was a thought that I had, and I wanted to say that whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you had consistent principles, you'd be libertarian.
That's true.
So
unless your principle is all authoritarianism all the time, and you could
there are precisely two reasonable positions, and one is pure authoritarianism, and the other is anarchy.
Is that a reasonable position?
Well, there are two.
You said it was reasonable to be a pure authoritarian.
Yeah, you can like it actually makes sense. Like if you are the world is a dog eat dog place where it is a constant war of all against all, and therefore, yeah, exactly. If you abandon all traditional forms of morality and purely embrace the idea of might makes right, then that is a consistent position.
It's consistent. But is that reasonable? I guess you're saying you could get to it from some form of reason?
Yeah,
is that the
for
idea?
Reason. Yeah. Okay. Whereas other positions are primarily emotional.
Okay, so what was your point about the big parties?
Was if they were principally consistent, they wouldn't be Democrat or Republican, they'd be Libertarian.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with these guys is they have no principles, right? You can ask them, and they can't answer that question.
And we were talking about the right and their Libertarian leanings, quote-unquote. Well, that all ends as soon as their guy gets in power.
Sure does.
That's not true.
It's true every time.
Trump was in power, they held on to a significant amount of their Libertarian leanings.
I just didn't see that.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought they were just as authoritarian under Trump as they were under Biden?
Well, the administration certainly was.
How in the world are you getting so under George W. Bush, we started, how many wars?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did start a lot of wars. Yeah. Trump, to his credit, did not start any wars.
That's kind of a big thing.
Bombed the crap out of some brown people.
Okay. So, no new wars. That's something. Trump also didn't initiate something along the lines of the USA Patriot Act.
Okay, but you're
doing something.
Look, and we gave credit to Trump when he got a few things right, and he did get a few things right. He let some people out of prison, but so did Obama, and he withdrew some troops from Afghanistan, so did Biden.
And my point is that they did not abandon all of their libertarianism just because their guy was in power.
He's not a libertarian.
I'm not saying he is.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying he's more libertarian than George W. Bush, more libertarian than George H.W. Bush, more libertarian than Ronald Reagan.
I don't think you can say anybody's libertarian until that person themselves says, I am a libertarian.
Yeah, not even Rand Paul will use that term.
Let me be real specific about what I'm talking about. So there's a spectrum of authoritarian to libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the pure authoritarian, you have the might makes right and a war of all against all, everything's about power, that side. On the pure libertarian, you have voluntarists.
Do you remember the statement that Trump made? I'm going to brutally paraphrase this, but essentially, we just need to arrest them and then we'll figure it all out later. It was about like some sort of gun violations. Maybe it was the bump stocks. He did ban bump stocks. Let's not forget about that. But he does deserve credit. And again, we gave him credit. He had some meetings with Kim Jong-un to try to change the situation with Korea. I thought that was very positive. I thought that was unprecedented in the last several decades, at least, from U.S. presidents. So, we gave him some accolades where he deserved it.
And I'm not even saying he's libertarian of center. I'm saying he's libertarian of the average administration.
It's not even fair to use the word libertarian. All you can really say is
less authoritarian, because that's literally the same thing.
No, it's not.
If I say it's less cold and it's more warm, those are the same description.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
If I say it's less left and more right, those are the same thing.
Yeah, that's the problem with the scales of libertarianism. You're either a libertarian or you're not. It's one or the other.
That's not true.
You can take a libertarian position on something.
Okay, libertarian is a direction.
Now, no, it's a
libertarian
goal.
Of center is something more specific, and you cannot get more libertarian than a voluntarist.
A libertarian is someone who adheres to the non-aggression principle, right?
That is not true at all.
A libertarian is somebody who believes in non-aggression.
No, that is a voluntarist. A libertarian is someone who is more in that direction.
That's the redefinition of it. That's the big tent version of libertarianism that the Libertarian Party, up until recently, had been advocating. Now they're more principled with their message.
So you're saying that libertarian is not the direct contrast to authoritarian?
A true libertarian is a voluntarist, and it is a contrast.
No, the 100% libertarian direction is a voluntarist.
Sure, but you're not a libertarian.
Now you can be libertarian of center without being a voluntarist.
If you're 10% libertarian, if you're on the issues you are, agree with libertarians 10% of the time, you're not a libertarian. And if you agree with libertarians 80% of the time, you're still not a libertarian because you still believe in using authoritarianism against your neighbor. You
That's
still
not
believe
true.
In using
a
violence.
A constitutionalist is libertarian of center. Anarchist is libertarian.
I don't think I'm going to persuade you on this.
The average.
This is the this is the problem with the big tent libertarianism, because then I'm not against having a big tent. I think, again, like I said earlier, we should work with whoever. If somebody agrees with us 80% of the time, let's work with them on those 80% of the issues. But I'm not going to call that person a libertarian.
A reduction in authoritarianism is a reduction in authoritarianism.
Yeah, and I support it.
I will take it in
and
any
that
way, shape, or form
that
we can do.
Libertarian direction,
but. Okay, that's a move towards something, but to say something is libertarian or isn't libertarian when the person or persons you're speaking of don't even claim it, I think is a bit of a misnomer.
The reduction of authoritarianism is a libertarian change. It is a change that moves in the libertarian as opposed to authoritarian direction.
But I think what we're saying here is don't be fooled by somebody who supports a reduction in authoritarianism on issues A, B, and C, but then they want to go all in on authoritarianism on issue D. So bravo, Republicans. You're right about masks, but then in the next breath, they want to ban people who just want to come here and make a better life for themselves. They want to use the violence of the state. The very same people who are saying disobey the state when it comes to masks are like, well, you got to obey the border patrol. So they have no consistency whatsoever. And until you have that consistency, you're not a libertarian. You're just libertarian on certain issues. I realize we're just splitting hairs here.
So anyone who wants less government is not a libertarian.
But they're minarchists.
They don't want less government. They want less government on certain issues. But they want full-on government on the things that they want to shove down other people's throats, whether it be to keep people away from certain books, or whether it be to keep people away from the United States, or keep them out of drugs, or whatever it is that they want to force down people's throats.
It's the gun in the room. The government is the gun in the room, and it's just two different teams arguing over who gets to point the gun at the people. That's all that it is. Right? The Democrats get in office. Okay, they're pointing the gun at, all the Republicans and anybody who disagrees with Democrats. The Republicans get in office. Well, they're pointing the gun at all the Democrats and anybody who doesn't agree with the Republicans.
So, the number here is 603-283-6160. There's some examples. We haven't even really gotten into... is there more here from this story, Captain? We'll get into dig deeper into this question about banning books, which apparently is at record highs. And the perspective of this story is to suggest that right-wingers are more likely to be supporting book ban than left-wingers. Of course, I don't think that's necessarily true. That's just the perspective of this story. And, of course, the lefties are in charge of the schools.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to let you know that Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here, they've got great information for those of you that are ready to start learning about cryptocurrency. You can just click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com, and you'll find some introductory videos and such over there that will help you understand some of the basic concepts that you really should get down before you decide to put some money down and get some of this stuff.
Like not your keys, not your coins, for example.
And what is all of this decentralization talk all about? So what does that mean? Why is it important? You can learn stuff like that over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started. And if you are not brand new to crypto, you want to get the latest news headlines, they have that for you at news.bitcoin.com every day. Bitcoin.com has a ton of features. We barely even scratch the surface when we tell you about it. You can buy your first coins there as well, or fractions of coins. Remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. A lot of people don't understand that. They think, oh my God, $20,000 per, I can't afford that. Well, what if you can you afford 100, you know, 1/100th of that?
Yeah. You got $5 because you can buy $5 worth of Bitcoin. So
if you get 20 or 50, it's usually better to get a little bit more.
I'm just saying.
$5.
That was one of the things where I'm like, man, if I had just put $5 into it when I knew about it.
When you first heard about it.
Yeah. When I knew about it, I'm like, this is going to be awesome.
If only I forewent that one additional bag of weed,
the other beers or whatever,
or that one 12-pack of beer
all the weed you could buy.
I know.
Check it out, Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Padraig. He's on the line in New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I barely hear you, but...
Okay.
All right. I just wanted to say that you guys are missing the target. Your target should be on the biggest land grab in American history.
What's that?
Inflation rates up. The
talking about Bill Gates or China?
BlackRock?
What?
We'll let him get to it.
Okay,
what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say that you're looking at a big land grab because with the inflation rate up, the county tax assessors are going to increase the property of your homes and your property.
They are.
So they're going to tax you more. And people's wages really haven't gone up that high. to keep up with inflation.
No, of course not. They never do.
If they're down right now because we're coming into an election cycle, but after the election cycle, you guys are right, the Republicans are no different than the Democrats. After the election cycle, whoever gets in, it'll go back up.
Okay.
We have Mark Ranchetti running here and Michelle Lujan Grisham running here.
But before you get into that,
what'll go back up after? What were you saying would go back up? Are you saying wages or inflation?
Inflation.
Well, no, it's never going to stop, right? Inflation's always going to go up. They're never going to deflate the currency. That's just nuts. It's against their monetary policies. Mm-hmm. So prepare for that to be the case. Well, but when you say a land grab, are you suggesting that people are no longer going to be able to afford to pay property taxes, so they're going to have to sell their homes, or they're going to get foreclosed upon? Is that what you're getting to there?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, no, that's...
After 2 years in New Mexico, they get to sell the deed to your land to somebody else.
Yeah, that's part of the design of a fiat currency system. Is it's a two-part process. Part one, make a bunch of debt available, make a bunch of money available. Part two, make less debt, make less money available, and then no one can pay the debts that they've already gotten, and you get the real resources.
Well, China's already done that all over the world. So how do we stop that? How can you and me and all your listeners stop that?
China's collapsing right now.
How do you stop what exactly?
How do we stop that cycle of and I hate to bring up scripture, but in the scripture it says you got a 7 year. If you don't pay your loan off in 7 years, then your debt's forgiven. But we got 30-year mortgages now on stuff.
And I would say the answer to that question, and Padraig, thank you for the call tonight. To go back to what you say a lot here, Peklis, is to protect your money by getting it out of the hands of the government. You cannot stop this any other way. You can't go to the politicians and expect them to help you. They don't care. They never will. They're in it for them and their buddies. So what can you do on your own without having to ask anyone else's permission is you can take the dollars that you have. And you can convert whatever amount you're comfortable converting. I would never say do it all. I would say only do what you can afford to lose. But convert it into things like precious metals and cryptocurrency or whatever other things you think are good to hold on to. It could be bullets and toilet paper.
And it's worth pointing out that if you're concerned about the price of, say, Bitcoin, for example, that you can also get stable coins.
Sure.
And those don't fluctuate in price the way that cryptocurrencies tend to.
But there's no point in getting a dollar stable coin because those are going to continue to lose value.
That really depends. So, like, if you get a dollar stable coin and you wait while the price of Bitcoin is going down and then you switch it.
Now you're talking about trading. So, I mean, most people probably don't want to.
Look, a lot of people are like, no, this is too scary. The fact that I don't know what this price is going to be means that cryptocurrency isn't worth having
then
at all.
Then go get some gold and silver. If you're too afraid of crypto, then stay away
from
it.
Gold and silver changes its price too.
Sure it does. Over time though, you literally have hundreds of years, if not thousands of years of history showing that gold and silver tends to go up over time.
For a lot of people, like the fact that this year gold has gone from like what, 1700 now to like 2000 before and like
now down to
1700 before again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that fact scares a lot of people. So I'm saying, look, if you want the stability of the dollar such as it is, which is amount of stability, but it's what people are generally comfortable with already. And you can have
that level of stability
without having a bank that can always deny you service.
Okay, I see what you're saying. That is true. But, of course, the stable coins can also deny you service because they're all centrally controlled with the exception of a rare few, and those have yet to really prove in their own stability, so to speak, that... We saw Terra, for instance, blow up earlier this year, and God knows what's going to happen to any of the other non-backed stablecoins. All the ones that are backed, supposedly, are run by centralized corporations.
The fact that they haven't been effectively backed hasn't stopped them from being traded with the same value.
I get what you're saying, but if they decide to freeze your account, they can do that. Absolutely it is. They just did it after Tornado Cash, and they've done it before that. If they know your account and they have an order from law enforcement, they will freeze it. You'll never be able to move those coins again. Absolutely.
How does that work?
It's called a smart contract, and they have total control over their coins, even though they're in your wallet.
So I've got Tether in my wallet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's going to keep me from moving that?
They have a smart contract, and they can blacklist your wallet, and you'll never be able to move that Tether.
So you're telling me one company has all the miners for that?
It doesn't matter about the miners. It's a smart contract. The miners are on the Ethereum blockchain.
I'm not part of the smart contract.
Yes, you are. You have Tether. They are on a smart contract.
You're going to have to walk me through that.
Okay. Thank you, by the way, Padraig, for the call tonight. So these centralized stablecoins are issued by central corporations, and they wrote a smart contract. That's how all of these things exist on the Ethereum blockchain. So without getting too into the weeds about the technicals, Ethereum is different from Bitcoin. For listeners that don't know, you know, maybe you've heard of Bitcoin. You probably haven't heard of Ethereum. Ethereum is the number two crypto. And on the Ethereum blockchain, you can issue these things called tokens. Now, most of the time, these tokens... I mean, I can't really even say most of the time. Sometimes these tokens are unrestricted. Somebody can just issue tokens. Anybody can buy. Anybody can sell. There's no restrictions. But some tokens are highly restricted, where you can't buy the tokens until they say you can buy them. Or they'll send you the tokens, but then you can't move them until it's been a year. There's all kinds of rules. These are programmable coins, basically. They're programmable tokens. So the default of Tether or USDC or these other supposedly dollar-backed coins, the default is, yeah, you can move them. You can send them anywhere you want. You can send them in as large of amount or a small of amount, but if they want to, and they have done this, and I can find the stories for you if you want, but if they want to, they can say, oh, freeze, 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 all of these addresses, and you can never move those coins ever again. You cannot spend them. You cannot give them away. They're just going to sit there forever. Now, whether or not they can authorize them to move themselves, I don't know if they have that power. But they definitely have the power to blacklist that account. And that's what they did with the Tornado Cash situation. Did you hear about Tornado mm-hmm. Cash? Where the U.S. government, Treasury Department, issued, first time ever, a sanction against code.
Right.
The Treasury said anyone who interacts, any U.S. person, quote-unquote, who interacts with this code called Tornado Cash, which is a mixer for Ethereum and for Ethereum tokens, anybody who interacts with this, you're a felon, you're now violating the sanctions rules, you're a bad boy, we're going to come after you. Well, guess what? Tether and these other ones went in there. I know USDC did it. I guess I can't say Tether 100%, but I suspect they did as well. But the news was USDC, which is the second largest stablecoin out there in the marketplace, went in there and they banned every single address that the Treasury Department wanted them to, including people who weren't even alleged to have done anything illegal. They just banned everybody who had any kind of USDC in the Tornado Cash system. Totally locked up. I'm sorry to bring you that news, but that's better you hear it now rather than later on. You may want to look into decentralized stablecoins because I think DAI, for instance, does not have the ability to centrally...
That's DAI.
Correct. But unfortunately, DAI is backed by U.S.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.